Around 13,000 workers have walked out in a dispute over pay and job security. It affects employees of General Motors, Ford and Chrysler in Missouri, Michigan and Ohio. But the strike could expand to include all auto workers in other states. It's estimated a week-long strike could lose the three companies around $1 billion. And it creates a headache for President Joe Biden, who's been championing his pro-union credentials and telling voters how his leadership has had a positive impact on the jobs market. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.